Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey let me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. I'm not the same, having seen the moon shine on the other side of the world. That morning, Yan showed me around Lake Geneva and dropped me off at a vineyard. He suggested I hike up the mountain and then hitchhike on Montreux. After that, I was off on my adventure. I was a little bit disoriented and thought it would be too cold for me to go hiking. So I immediately found a train station nearby and hopped on the train at random to see where destiny would take me. As luck would have it, the train I took ended up in Montreux. Along the way, I was so excited and mesmerized by the scenic view through the train window. I walked around the small town and time seemed to go by so slowly. Then I asked a clerk about the scenic train which was included in my pass and went on another ride through the mountains to Zwessmann. I was amazed by the picturesque little houses I passed in the valleys and the rugged mountains that towered overhead. After I visited the village, I came down the mountain on the Golden Pass, one of the most famous trains in Switzerland, and it was the most luxurious experience I've ever had. The green upholstered seat I was sitting in was so comfortable and beautiful, it made me feel like a queen. When I looked out the window, I was really amazed and wondered what life would be like living in this majestic landscape. In the evening, I offered to cook dumpling for Yan. He was curious about every step I took when preparing them. He had coincidentally bought me dessert and drinks from a Chinese shop nearby. So we ended up making a very Chinese dinner together. We talked about my adventures and had a really lovely time chatting deep into the night. Stay tuned, there's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing my first experience of eating a Swiss fondue. This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes. Following on Facebook and Instagram at Fly with Lily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.